And we thank you for being with us. I'm Damian Barling, along with the Phenom, Jason Ross, here on Sports 1140. Lots of text here. We'll get back to the phones. We got WWE 2K18. We are going to give that away this hour. At the top of the 2 o'clock hour, Nate Lundy will be with us. 2:30, Garrett Temple of your Sacramento Kings will be with us as well. The second half of the NFL season begins tonight when the Bills take on the Jets in New York. Thursday Night Football. We'll have coverage here on Sports 1140 beginning at 5 o'clock. Couple of texts here. Launch angle, stop it already for crying out loud. I actually didn't think Jessica Mendoza was going to explain launch angle.
She did very thoroughly and I think quite well.
I thought she was just going to laugh it off and say, it's just a thing we made up.
It's a thing.
No, it is a thing, and she explained it. Here's this text. Ha ha, it's funny to hear a female talk about launch angle. It's funny.
Cam Newton. Thanks, Cam. He's listening.
Cam's listening. We told you.
Yeah.
We told
celebrity,
you.
Celebrity text line is working.
Always. 44-11-40. Is it just me? College football being talked about less and less. Is it because of the playoffs? Because Alabama's so dominating? Or has football all around been kind of blah this year?
Not on our show.
Definitely not on our show. But I kind of understand what he's it's now that the World Series is over and the first round of college football playoff rankings are out, I think there's a bigger emphasis because now we have very specific things to look for. Leading into that first round of playoff rankings coming out, we were kind of, okay, what does the committee want? What is the committee looking at? Is the committee looking at head-to-head? Is the committee going to take Notre Dame seriously? Can Notre Dame play themselves in if they don't have a conference championship game? And I think a lot of those questions were answered on Tuesday night. Now I think there'll be a bigger, like Penn State and Michigan State are this weekend. Well, Michigan State is 24, but, you know, now that we know kind of where all of these cards fall in terms of college football, we know what matchups to pay attention to moving forward.
Yeah, I think the other thing, I don't want to say hurts college football, that's not fair, but our society, the way we are now, our news cycle is faster than 24 hours, really. And you could have, I mean, Penn State, Ohio State's game was as wild as it gets. Well, we had an NFL Sunday and a World Series in that, which was actually the crazy World Series game. And a few other things, maybe some NBA. And not that it's forgotten, but you have a bunch of other stuff for all these Monday shows. When you get to it, it's like, oh, yeah, that was a great game Saturday. But all the other stuff almost moves it. So it doesn't hurt it per se, but even one day I think makes a difference with all those other games going on.
What may be taking a hit is basketball.
Yeah.
Because basketball, there are so many teams struggling. There are so many teams not playing well. And I want to get into that here in just a minute. I'm not sure. Nacho, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Wow, man. We really appreciate you holding so long, man. What do you got for us?
No problem. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Earlier you brought the word tank. I know it's too early to say that the Kings are doing that, but towards the end of the season, me as a fan, I sometimes see that, you know, teams trying to lose on purpose, I guess, just to get the number one pick. But is there a way that the NBA or any other league can say or do something about that, like fine the last place team? So, you know, just to make the – because, I want to see competitive games out here, and, I don't want to go out there and just see teams trying to lose on purpose.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Nacho, we got to be careful with that. I'm trying not to use the word tank because we look at the term tanking and – assume like losing on purpose, like nobody goes out there to lose on purpose. But what brought that conversation on was Jason questioning, you know, how are these guys, you know, what are we going to get from guys when they're playing, you know, anywhere from 16 minutes a game to really topping out at like 23, 24 minutes a game. De'Aaron Fox played the most at 28 minutes. Mm-hmm. And when you're playing, I don't know that there's a successful team, and I could absolutely 1,000% be wrong, that plays like 12 guys, and most of them are in double-digit minutes. I don't think there are very many teams that do that.
Yeah.
You know, Houston, I think, played 7 when they were here. Maybe it was 8, but I think it was 7. And I think that's the case for a lot of teams. They play 8 guys, 9 guys. Unless you're an older team, maybe you play a few more, you try to rest guys. LeBron James is averaging like 37.5 minutes. If there was a case for anybody to not be playing a lot of minutes, it's LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
So Cleveland hasn't taken that approach, and they've got guys. You look at what's happening with Cleveland. They're in a situation that you could argue is similar to Sacramento, and that they're trying to work a bunch of new guys into this into their system all at the same time. Now, the Sacramento Kings are trying to work a bunch of young players into their system. The Cleveland Cavaliers are trying to work in a bunch of veterans all into their system. So there is that difference. But for the Kings, it's the development of these players, I just don't think it's going to happen playing the amount of minutes
the way
that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is the form of, okay, maybe they're just trying to get guys on the floor, get them used to the NBA, and losing by 20-something, you know, whatever it was last night to Boston, losing by 20-something, whatever it was to the Pacers, losing by 30-something or whatever it was to Washington, it's not necessarily a big deal to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just guessing.
No, I think that's as good of a guess.
That's as close to on purpose.
Right.
Like, to go back to what Nacho was saying there, that's as close to on purpose as you can get.
Yeah, I can see that. And it's just figuring it out, sorting it out, trying to get to that ultimate goal, but it's going to take a while.
And there are a lot of teams not playing well.
Yeah, it's been a weird start to the NBA season.
It's been a really weird start. Excuse me, a really weird start. And we'll touch on that here in just a heartbeat. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140 if you want to jump in. What's happening, Keith?
Hey, what's up, you guys? I kind of want to touch on a few things here. Let's not make excuses for the Cavaliers, man. They're out east. There's a guy on the team by the name of King James, quote-unquote. I call him Princess James. So there's no excuses out east. I don't care if they're playing 8 or 10 guys. That team is supposed to be elite. They're not defending right now. And what you just said 2 minutes ago, it's kind of like you're making excuse for them, trying to incorporate guys into their offense. Well, you don't get that type of excuse when you're out east and there's a guy on your team named LeBron James. That's that. And as far as the Kings go, I don't want them to play 8, 10 guys. Play your young guys. I mean, how can young guys get a rhythm, get a chance to make mistakes if you got guys like George Hill, Zach Randolph, Vince Carter getting some minutes? I'm not even sure why those guys are even on the roster, because the thing was, coming to this offseason, draft good young players, give them a chance to make their mistakes and play, but that's not what's happening. George Hill is getting minutes. Zach's getting minutes. The ball stopped in his hands. He's trying to get his hook shot off. I don't like the process right now with the Kings. Is that a fair assessment or no?
I think it's split. Keith, I think I feel like if the Kings didn't have veterans, the fan base would be saying, hey, man, we just need a couple of veterans to get in here and kind of pull this thing together. But now we do, and we're, you know, the Kings still aren't good. And it's like, well, why do we have these veterans out there? Why is George Hill out there? Why is Vince Carter taking up 9 minutes of someone's time?
But do you really think that the Warriors or the Thunder care about what their fans say to a certain degree? They let Steph, Clay, Draymond make the mistakes. OKC let Westbrook, Durant, Harden make their mistakes. Who cares?
Yeah, don't get that statement twisted, Keith. I don't think a single sports organization out there genuinely cares what their fan base thinks.
Can you touch on the Cavaliers and the excuses that you made for them 2 minutes ago? Come on, man. I mean,
Keith, I'm not making excuses for them. I'm just calling into question what's going on with them. They're losing. Why are they losing? I'm trying to put this together.
But you said that they were trying to incorporate 18 guys. There's no excuse out east.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. So why are they losing?
Well, they're down by 3 yesterday with about 8 minutes to go. LeBron went on a 10-0 run by himself. I mean, Kobe or Jordan probably would have just closed that deal.
Oh, but, Keith.
Jason. You're down by 3 points. You have LeBron James versus the Pacers with no Paul George. Close the deal.
You're right. Kobe never lost a game like that, or Michael. You're right. They didn't.
He's King James. Come on, man. I mean, I call him Princess, but, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. He'll see in the finals.
Keith, you're the man, man. You know,
he lost 5 rings, Jason. Stop it.
You know we appreciate you, Keith. Always do. All right, man. Be well.
You stop it.
He was. I think I just got chastised.
Yeah.
On the radio.
You're making excuses for the Cavs.
Making excuses for the King. You ain't never met LeBron James the King. Wow.
That's Princess.
I feel like I'm on timeout.
That's Princess to
Keith. Am I on timeout?
Not at all.
You want to carry the rest of the show by yourself?
No timeout.
Yikes. I don't know what's going on.
We got the rebound. We're going. We're not calling timeout. We're just going. No timeout needed.
We're going for the win instead of the tie on the road, man. I don't know what's going on with the Cavs, to be honest with you. You know, we talked to Sam Amick yesterday. The Warriors aren't playing. I mean, Warriors already have 3 losses. Would anybody have thought that before the calendar month turned to November?
No. A couple at home, too.
Rockets got a couple losses already. We had 2 of the league's best going at it last night in unless you were listening to us, you probably didn't know that it happened. The Grizzlies versus the Magic.
Yeah.
And the freaking Orlando Magic won. The yeah. Orlando Magic, who are pegged to be one of the worst teams in the NBA, is sitting atop the conference.
Yeah.
8 games in.
With some good wins.
Oh, yeah.
Quality wins.
Same with the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have been playing really, really well. It was a good game. Memphis, I think it was 101-99, I think was the final score. The Orlando won. Aaron Gordon is having a great start to his season.
He really is.
He is not he's not DeAndre Jordan. He's not a guy who just catches lobs or does exciting dunks,
No.
He's a ball player.
Yeah.
He is a ball player. They played really well. It was a really fun game to watch. I'm sure a lot of people didn't get the opportunity to see it. I watched it, after it was over. And the only thing Memphis did, as well coached as Memphis is, their final possession was really bad. It was a bad shot being down by one. They took a 26-footer. It was just an odd final sequence for the Grizzlies, but that's not to discredit what Orlando does. And, you mentioned this earlier, Jay Ross. The Suns beat the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
The Suns are 500. They're 4-4.
4-4 after losing their coach, one of their key players wanting out. And they figured it out, at least here in the short term.
The good news is Atlanta sucks.
Yeah, it's basically Atlanta and the Kings tied for the worst record, right?
Dallas sucks.
I think, down there.
Chicago's 1-5.
Yeah.
So those teams that we expected to be bad are still bad. The Knicks are even playing. The Knicks and Nets are playing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, 7 games in, they've already won 3 games. The Knicks beat the Cavs a few nights ago, where it was like, whoa, what's going on? And then the Cavs have lost 3 straight games by 15 or more. That's only the second time that's happened in LeBron's career.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson now is out for, roughly a month?
Yeah, I think that's 3 to 4 weeks, so yeah.
Again, I'm trying to pick apart what's going on with this team. Derrick Rose is back in the lineup.
I think we do have to remember, and it's not excuses, that Isaiah's not there. I mean, they still have plenty of other talent. They should be able to win. The best version of that team will be when Isaiah's back. We're still waiting.
So they've lost Isaiah, they lost Kyrie and essentially haven't gotten anything in return for him yet. It really bugs me that Derrick Rose only averages 2 assists a game.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
LeBron's getting him.
Yeah, I was looking at this. I watched the game and looked at the box score, and it's like Derrick Rose, 1 assist. What's he doing on the season?
Mm-hmm.
And he's already missed, 2 or 3 games. He's averaging 2 assists. That just bugs me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just bothers me. I don't know what Derrick Rose is.
Well, I don't know if that's the product, of LeBron having the ball a lot more, but still, you need to do better than an assist or 2 a game.
Is this the first time in sports history that a players only meeting didn't work?
Right. Well, they have to have a second one.
Don't players only meetings always work?
Five straight wins right after.
I mentioned Memphis and forgot to mention this. Forgive me. Anybody wondering what Tyreke Evans is doing?
He's been doing pretty well.
He had 32 last night.
Yeah. If that knee is healthy, he can still play, but it's not. It's a little hit and miss.
Yeah, that Tyreke Evans had 32 last night for Memphis. David Fisdale's like, man, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Ken, what's happening, brother? What's up, Ken?
All right, man. Yeah, he said to.
Hey, Ken, I don't mean to interrupt you, man. Did you want to talk to us or no?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I can't call it, man. Our team is looking sad.
Yeah.
I don't see no fixes. For one, we too young for the NBA. And then we too old for the NBA. The old players, we got Randolph and Vince Carter. Come on now. Zach Randolph is going to be making the same shot that he's making now in the church league. And he's not helping us at all.
First of all, don't underestimate the talent of the church league.
Yeah,
and second, Zach Randolph played pretty well last night.
No, he plays pretty well, but we don't have no other players that's complimenting him.
Yeah,
we don't got nobody complimenting Fox. And then we've got Willie Willie on the floor, 2 points, 6 rebounds, and we got Hill running all over the place, just throwing up random shots. Buddy Hill running around, playing random defense, don't know what to do sometimes. He's looking lost.
We got to send the guys back to the church league.
I don't know, man. Normally, I call every year, and I talk about the King.
Uh-huh.
I have something good to say when they're looking bad. Right now, man, I ain't got nothing good because we looking sad.
Okay. Well, oh, man, Ken.
Back to church.
Come by the station, man. I think you need a hug, baby. Like, just step back from the ledge, man. It's early. Just it'll be all right. Ken, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for the call, man. But I'm in all sad. Seriousness, Ken is super sad, man. Yeah. And it's kind of – it's making me sad.
Yeah.
Step back from the ledge, Kings fans. No one within their right mind thought the Kings were going to make the playoffs, right?
Right.
We all had them mid-20s to 30-something mm-hmm. wins. Okay, is it a big deal if it's only 15 or 20?
15 is pretty rough, but in the end, no. It's about what they're developing, right?
That's where I want to go. Like, yeah. if every day we came in here, and which I think we have now for three straight games, haven't actually discussed the game, just have discussed what is the storyline coming out of this game for the Sacramento Kings. Use the word develop. Okay, well, who developed last night for the Sacramento Kings? Who developed against Washington? Who developed against Indiana? Who's going to develop on Saturday when they play the Pistons? What are we getting out of that?
Yeah.
I hope we for three straight games, we don't have an answer yet. I just love your idea. Play De'Aaron Fox 36 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 37.
And my other thought I've been thinking of lately is just pick two guys. Pick two guys, preferably young guys, and watch them. Watch them from this point on. And have an opinion of what you think if it's Frank Mason and Justin Jackson, just two, for example.
Mm-hmm.
All right, watch them. Watch them closely from here on out. Are they better tomorrow? Are they better in a week? Are they better in a month? Are they noticeably better in January or in February? Like, you know, and there'll be some, you know, dips and different things like that. But I think the worst case scenario would be forget the win total at the end of the year. If we get to April and we went, I don't know about any of these young guys, like mm-hmm. any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's some clarity where you go, yeah, that he's going to be a stud or this guy is a piece that they want to build with, that's what needs to happen.
Does the Magic's early success make Vogel a top-tier coach? I always like Frank Vogel.
Yeah, I think he's always been good.
I think he's always been
Coach of the Year candidate right now.
Yeah.
First eight games, he's the winner.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. We hand out 1/10. Awards on a nightly basis.
Yes.
We absolutely hand out awards on a night. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo, unanimous.
He's been a couple MVPs already this season.
Easily. Patrick, what's up, my brother?
Damian, Jason, how y'all doing?
Great.
Hey, you guys, I just want to chime in with what the caller was saying. I'm upset about the losing, too, but you got to realize one thing as well is that this team is building for the future, as we all know. As fans, we don't want to hear that because we've been saying we've been building for a long time, but I think we actually are building from scratch for the first time in the city, and we're not actually used to that. So I'm not expecting a lot of wins this year. I mean, right now, we look like we're young right now. We look like we don't know how to win yet, and I'm okay with that because I know where we're trying to head to, you know. But as a fan, it is frustrating to see your team lose every night. But you know what? We know what the goal is to do. So hopefully by the second half of the season, we can get this team to maybe improving a little better. But right now, like you said, it's early, eight games in. You know, we got Detroit Saturday. I mean, we just got to build – each game is different. So hopefully each game that we play, we can improve in certain areas.
Let me ask you a question. Patrick, I know you're a big Kings fan. What do you want to see from them specifically? What do you want to see from the Kings moving forward?
What I want to see from them is just continue to grow as a team. I mean, certain nights we seem like we can go out there and play the team. Like I know against DeMarcus and the Pelicans, we looked like we were a team that was ready to win now. I mean, then all of a sudden, second half, we kind of like went back to earth and just started showing our young style again. So it's going to be an up-and-down season. We might see a game where we might beat a team that we shouldn't beat, and we're going to be all like, oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the next game we can lose to a team that's terrible. So that's just the way the season's going to be this year.
We appreciate you, Patrick.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too, man. We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, he's right. There's going to be a lot of that. I expected a little – I didn't expect this many blowouts. I think that's kind of the – I think that's the thing that's frustrating the most is when you – you know, for us, particularly right now on this long road trip, you sit down and you watch a game and, you know, before you know it, it's like, they're down 18.
Yeah. And especially when people say a loss is a loss, no, because mm-hmm. – If the Kings were 1-7 and every loss was Houston and Phoenix, mm-hmm. like those two games, or even New Orleans,
yeah,
I mean, we'd be going, oh, this play or this play. Like, I can't look at the last three games and say, change, two more rebounds, they win. Nope. A couple more free throws. No. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot. There's too much on those games. You want to be competitive every night.
Right, and then there's moments like, you know, that first half for the Sacramento Kings against the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
40-30 were their
great.
Points. Were their
good
points?
Miss.
Yeah, those were the number of points in the first quarter and the second quarter. I haven't seen anything. Even I think they did they get 30 something the other night, but that was after scoring 15 in a quarter, 18 in a quarter, and like 17 in a quarter.
Yeah,
then I think they scored 30. Was it the Pacers game?
Yeah, or? It was 32 with the Wizards at half, 32. 30 with the Pacers, 30 at half.
Yikes, man. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk the NBA. Josh Gordon conditionally reinstated. We'll give you those conditions. And shocking, and I mean stunning news, Jason, out of the Indianapolis Colts organization. We'll touch on that and continue with your phone calls here on the Lowdown. Tyrese says he is out of the Fast franchise if The Rock is still in. There's beef on the set. You know what's so funny?
Is this real?
I'm not even looking at Chris, yeah. And he's so excited that I brought this up. He's got his headphones on. He's ready to say something.
Bye, Felicia.
That's how you feel. Why are you doing Tyrese like that? Tyrese is funny in those movies.
The Rock, he is funny, and he's good in the movie. He's
he
not The Rock.
To say great.
Oh, he's not The Rock. There is no Rock. There is one Rock.
The franchise does not reestablish itself without The Rock.
Future president of the United. You call him Mr. President Rock.
I gladly will.
yeah, the beef between them is pretty funny, though. I don't know what. No,
is
I
it
think,
real?
I think it's real. Where's the payoff if it's not? Oh, it is real. I'll tell you why.
They show up and do the movie anyway.
There's no payoff there. The payoff, you got to look at this from a wrestling perspective.
I'm trying to.
Jace. The payoff would be The Rock beating Tyrese's ass. That's the payoff.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen.
On the set of the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen. Oh. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Well, then.
Rock bottom him through like a Thunderbird or something. I don't know.
I know that it all started, I think it was the last movie, The Rock called out, he didn't say him by name, but he sort of called out Vin Diesel saying that he was kind of a diva and a prima donna and he didn't want to work when everyone else wanted to work. And then Tyrese got Vin Diesel's back and started going at The Rock. So that's where this all comes from. And if you watched the last Fate of the Furious like I did, you could tell that Vin Diesel and The Rock weren't filming at the same time.
As to whether the Fast franchise, you know, it's funny. He didn't say a word, right? The whole first 90 minutes of the show hasn't said a single word.
Oh, he's engaged now.
You bring up Fast and Furious. Yeah. Oh, he's ready to go.
Because that's important.
Of course. when someone associated with the Fast franchise was asked, could Tyrese's character be written out? Oh, absolutely. They don't start filming Fast 9 until 2019. But the reality is, here's news for you. The reality is the franchise would be hard-pressed to get The Rock back into Fast 9. His schedule's pretty busy. He may not be in the next one.
He knows that far ahead how busy he is?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, they're going to be filming the spinoff with him and the English guy.
Statham.
Jason Statham.
This is where your expertise is supposed to lie.
I couldn't think of his name.
I thought there was going to be another sequel, like for him or something.
What do you mean?
I don't know. The
it,
Rock
it doesn't
movies.
Matter. We
it doesn't
it
matter.
It does not matter. We need to move on from that. In fact, we need to get to Michael here real quick before we continue. Michael, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say, if you're a Kings fan, have hope. I mean, as a Kings fan, we know how it is to have rough seasons. But this year, we got a lot of fresh talent. I mean, I could see about the years when we had Chuck Hayes and Bellinelli, but this is the first time we even had DeMarcus Cousins in years. It's a new team. It's a new look. And we got 74 games left. Time to gel. Just trust the coach. Trust the players. They're professionals. Give them some time to work it out.
Okay. All right, Michael. There you go. We appreciate you, man. And it's just I think the problem is, Michael, that people are frustrated with the way that they're losing.
Yep.
And again, I'm
That's
just speculating,
fair.
getting a feel for the text line here, getting a feel for some of these calls. I think it's the way that they're losing that's frustrating people. Hey, Mitch, what's going on?
Hey, guys, great show. I got a couple points from the Kings. First of all, short of about six other teams that have a legit shot at the NBA championship right now, I would much rather be a fan of the Kings and their plan than any of the other teams. I mean, they're working a plan, and I like where they're headed. And the other thing that I was going to say is, the people that are asking why are the veterans getting court time, they're never going to listen. The young guys aren't going to ever listen to the veterans, and the veterans aren't out there in the battle with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you just sit on the bench and you never get in, eventually to the young guys, it's going to be unrelatable. So they got to be out there. Plus, those vets show those guys how to react during the game, how to carry themselves professional. So, and I think they're on a good plan. I think they got a good thing going, man.
Yeah, 100% agree with your remarks on the veterans there. Mitch, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate it.
You bet.
And thanks for the kind words there to start that call as well. Veterans need to be out there on any team. And, you know, someone was asking about Philadelphia. Who are the veterans on Philadelphia? Where they're there. J.J. Redick is there. There's plenty of other veterans there. The one that I'm having a hard time thinking of, which I didn't expect them to be 500 eight games into the season, much less at any point in the season, was Phoenix. I don't know what veterans Phoenix has, if they have any.
Yeah, Tyson Chandler, but that's...
Chandler.
Yeah,
there it is.
But it's,
okay.
It's a smaller list, and... They also have a younger player. They're one of their best players. Probably their best player is ahead a little bit. Booker. Booker's been around just a little bit longer, and he's done well. And a guy like T.J. Warren, who they signed, but is still around and scored 40. I mean, they've had guys that have had some moments.
Andrew, sorry.
Yes, I see what's going on.
Yeah, I did want to get to this, but we J.R.?
Yes.
Hi, J.R.
Hi, J.R.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
You?
Hey, I don't like what the morning show says about you guys.
That's okay.
I'm sick of it. They called you a kale killer this morning.
I think the morning show secretly loves me.
Well, and then they said you had a little dog.
I do not have a little dog. I have two yellow labs. Dave called me yesterday, so this is where the impetus of this is. Dave calls me yesterday, and whenever I get on the phone, one of my dogs thinks it's funny to grab the one toy that I bought her that squeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, Dave finishes his sentence. It's like, what the hell is that noise? It's like, oh, my dog obviously wasn't interested in what you had to say, Dave, so she started playing with her toy.
Yeah, he said it was little and weak, and he probably eats vegetables. It was kind of mean to you. But he said he's known you, Jason, for years, and you've never really been a nice guy. I don't know what they're trying to start, but
it's beef.
Obviously.
Mad beef, yo.
Good.
Did you call to give us a recap of the drive?
No. I was just... I'm Dodgering, and I was calling about that great performance last night, how wonderful they played and how that throw to first was awesome.
It sounds like you're coughing a bit, JR.
No, I'm choking, but that's okay.
There it is. All right. I knew the punchline was coming at some point. We just had to
I was getting depressed by all this Kings talk, so I had to help you guys out a little.
JR, we appreciate it.
Hey, I love the Dodgers losing. It's awesome.
You didn't get a chance to meet
your boy, man.
Oh, that is my boy. I'll claim JR. He wanted to meet you the other day. He came by. There was the longest time I didn't think he was a real person. I didn't think he existed.
I still don't think he's real.
Yeah, he's real.
Oh, he happened to show up
right after I left. Yeah.
Right, Jason.
So I think you're in on this. Yeah.
I think you're in on this.
We'll see if it happens.
There are some people. I don't know that I ever want to meet JR.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to meet JR. I don't want to meet Ken.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to meet. I just want to believe. I just want them to be voices.
Yeah.
That's all I want them to be.
I know it was weird meeting JR. It's like, you're not JR.
Was that the first time you met him?
No, I went a couple other times.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I meet people. You know, that's really the best part about going to King's Games is the number of people that who are so wonderful and listen to the show and take a few minutes to stop and say that they listen or that they listen for Jason, whatever the case may be. You get a lot of those too, which is fine. And, yeah, I don't. But there's the regulars. I don't want to meet him. I don't think I ever want to see JR.
I was just trapped. I was already at the set.
You can't get away.
Darn it!
Yeah,
he saw me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's good.
You can't get away. Shocking news, Jason. Shocking news out of in Indianapolis. Andrew Luck has been placed on IR. Andrew Luck has been officially ruled out for the season.
To drop him right now.
Wow.
Team Ross. Okay.
I mean, stunned. I am shocked.
I honestly want more. What happened? What was the setback? What is it?
Color me pickled.
Yeah.
Is that even a saying?
I don't even know. We made it up.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I want.
What's the story? I mean, it's fine. You can have setbacks, but what happened?
He obviously had one recently.
Mm-hmm.
But how many has he had? Because he had surgery in January.
Yeah.
Confident enough to, you know, to the point where, he's going to be ready.
He'll be ready for the start.
He said for the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say for the start of this season.
Yeah.
Just to be fair to the story, maybe we all just assumed he meant the start of the season.
But they were trying for that. And then it's like, he's practicing Okay.
The season started, Jay. If I'm not mistaken, the season started. He hadn't thrown a football yet.
Correct. But was getting closer. And then something else must have happened. But I think there was a setback at one point and then even another one. There had to have been. And now they're just saying, forget it. He's done. Done for the year.
I wonder if there – I feel like there might be – there's more to this than we know. I feel like Peyton Manning had a couple of surgeries before we knew he had a neck problem.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's going on. I feel like there's something going on with Andrew Luck. And if there is, and the Colts continue to suck, and they're drafting at the top of the draft this year, they have a history of moving on from quarterbacks. Is this a move-on situation?
It feels early, in my opinion, but I don't know the severity of his injury. The last one kind of laid out perfectly. Peyton was getting closer to the end, though he had a few good years in Denver, including a Super Bowl, and one of his best years statistically. But it fit nicely into a poor season. Andrew Luck's available. Draft him. I don't know. I think they have a lot of other needs. If they believe Luck will be back in any shape or form, you would draft those other needs.
We'll shift gears to fantasy football in about 19 minutes when Nate Lundy joins us at 2 o'clock. Want to give you this Josh Gordon story. It's a follow-up to one that we gave you just a couple of weeks back. Can the Astros repeat? We'll talk a little bit of baseball. Plus, WWE 2K18. We've got that for you next. Here's a real headline. Tell me if you know what it means. NFL files motion in opposition to injunction blocking Ezekiel Elliott's suspension.
I heard Ezekiel Elliott.
Here it is again. NFL files motion in opposition to injunction blocking Ezekiel Elliott's suspension. That is a real headline.
I'm just trying to figure out if you're going to be able to play Ezekiel Elliott against me. What does that mean? Does it help or hurt you?
NFL files motion in opposition to injunction blocking Ezekiel. I don't know.
NFL wants Ezekiel. Wait, no, I don't get it.
The NFL is blocking the NFLPA's block of their initial suspension. That's a block of Ezekiel Elliott.
A lot of blocking.
Is there a launch angle involved here? Because Jessica Mendoza's explanation of the launch angle made more sense than that headline did. Apparently, it's not official yet. That Ezekiel Elliott is suspended.
Oh.
He is, but they still have, I guess, one last hope because they went from the Fifth Circuit Court to the Second District Court. Which I think is higher. Or maybe it was the Fifth District to the Second Circuit. I'm not sure. But
I'm really confused.
I could not be happier if this story just went away forever.
Yeah, thank you.
Even if it resulted in Ezekiel Elliott not playing. As you heard Chris mention there at the top of the hour, by the way, Nate Lundy going to join us at 2 o'clock. Garrett Temple of your Sacramento Kings going to be with us at 2:30. And I've failed to mention this. I hope you're a fan of the Lowdown because we're going to be around for a while. Doug Christie's coming in at 3 o'clock, and we're going to stay with him until 2 when Thursday night
until
football.
Five, yeah.
Yep. I'm already losing what time it is. Doug Christie's coming in at 3. We will be with him until 5 when we head out to New York for Thursday night football.
Bills and Jets.
That's an intriguing game.
Yeah, I'm anxious to watch the Bills.
Absolutely.
You know, the Jets have done better than we've expected, but Bills are doing some good things.
We got WWE 2K18 to give away. Actually, let's do this now, J. Ross. WWE 2K18 is now out. WWE 2K18 delivers the largest roster in WWE gaming history, including superstars like John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and The Undertaker. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We'll get you a copy of this now. And also, remember, whether you win the WWE 2K18 game or you already have the WWE 2K18, if you create the lowdown on the superstar create a character thing.
When you create
the lowdown, you create a Jason Ross and a D-Lo or a Damian Barling or whatever it may be, a Chris Verlot, send us a video of the intro.
Of our entrance?
Yep. Send us a video of the entrance, and we'll enter you. And this is going to be a small enter to win to win tickets to see the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
Next pair of tickets we get to Sacramento Kings, they're yours. So we're giving that away to you right now, WWE 2K18. In a follow-up, we told you about the Josh Gordon uninterrupted 11-minute documentary that aired, I don't know what you call it, a documentary, the 11-minute piece that aired on Josh Gordon on the Uninterrupted a few weeks back. Josh Gordon has been conditionally reinstated into the NFL as of yesterday. He hasn't played a game since December 21st of 2014. Gordon may join the Browns to attend meetings and engage in conditioning work and individual work. Subject to compliance with clinical and other requirements, he will be placed on, remember this list, the commissioner's exempt list. He'll be permitted to practice with the team beginning on November 20th. So still a few weeks away from that. Beginning November 27th, Gordon will be eligible at the team's discretion to return to active status and play the remainder of the schedule.
I'm rooting for him.
Me too.
Yeah. Browns need to pick me up. He personally needs his life in order. I hope it's going that direction. And he is a stud when all things are right. So I'm rooting for him.
He's only 26.
Man, he's got some good football still ahead if his life is right.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Hasn't played a game. That's almost, by the time he plays.
Will it almost be three or two?
Let's see. I was going to say it'd be three. But if he plays, let's see, November 27th. So it looks like the first week he can play is that first weekend in December. It will be almost 3 full years since he's played a football game.
That's crazy. And he was doing all that at 23, man.
Yeah. Amazing.
And earlier.
I hope that works out for him. I really do. If you missed our interview with Jessica Mendoza, you missed out on a great one. You can subscribe to the Lowdown Podcast on iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast platform was. It was great to hear her, as well as you, Jason, talk about the state that baseball is in. You know, Astros winning their first World Series in franchise history. The Chicago Cubs ending their long drought last year. Cleveland kind of being in the mix for both of them. Washington, you know, we don't know where Bryce Harper is going to be after this upcoming season. New York's ahead of schedule. They're looking to hire a new manager. They're expected to be there in the conversation. Baseball's in a good place. The Dodgers have been consistently good. By the way, was this a wasted season for the Dodgers?
Oh, it can't be. I wouldn't think so.
The Dodgers have been good.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, there was as much talk as there was about the Houston Astros Sports Illustrated cover from 3 years ago, there was a cover this year that said the greatest team ever, ? Referring to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, because they were on such a historic run at one point, then had a little bit of a collapse, restored. But I wouldn't say it's a wasted year at all. They learned a little bit more about what they have, their young talent. Kershaw, remember, had some of those postseason demons. I don't think he was brilliant, but he wasn't a reason they didn't. I mean, he did well enough. And they still have the look of a team that could be right back there. Now, I wouldn't say it's promised to them, though. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Cubs are there. Or if another team in the National League made it over them, but they're going to be in contention. That team is really good.
Prior to Cleveland's massive win streak that they went on, the Dodgers and the Astros were far and away leading the league in run differential.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had given that stat somewhere at the midway point of the season, is once you get this far along, the two teams that are leading in run differential are going to play in the World Series. And that's what happened with the Dodgers and the Astros. The youth of them both. I feel like for the Dodgers, though, to go back to the question that I asked you, it felt like, and maybe this is just because it's LA, it felt like it was the World Series or bust.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a bust. Like they
Well, I would say at this point, their fans probably wouldn't say that, but maybe some to some extent, but they've got to figure out how they can complete the next part of the process.
Whoa. Deshaun Watson suffered a torn ACL in practice today.
Non-contact?
Holy smokes.
Oh, man, that just made me sad.
Wow, that is coming through that like right now. That is like legit breaking news. Ian Rappaport is reporting, and now a number of NFL insiders are reporting. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson suffered a torn ACL in practice today, a non-contact injury. MRI to confirm this is coming. Yikes. That sucks. That absolutely sucks. There'll be some fantasy implications to this, and Nate Lundy will join us next to talk about him.